welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's December 19th, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron. Here with me, substitute co-host, Steve. How are you doing this week?
Very good. It's Christmas time is upon us, so.
Yes, and it's so upon us that this is our last news show of the year.
Ho, ho, ho.
After this one, there's going to be a break of 2 to 3 weeks, depending on how many releases there are. Once the year start, and also if we are back on track or still run down from the crazy schedule over the holidays.
And if we're still digesting turkeys and meat pie and stuff like that.
Yep, that also. So let's jump right in. So first we'll have the new releases and, as usual, the crowdfunding projects we want to mention after. We'll jump right in with War Cradle Studio. We have two items this week. The first one is not a new release, but it's a new information. There is a free rulebook exchange program for Discipline Wars 3rd edition that's run by War Cradle right now. So you need to take a picture of yourself with one of the previous edition's book and tweet it to them or post a picture on Facebook or Instagram. All the social medias you can use are in the page that we will share in the show notes. And it will register you in their mailing list and you will be contacted to get a free set of the rules when they come out. And also, this will include Discipline Wars, the 3rd edition, but also the new edition of Armored Clash, which previously was their just an alternative version to play the land battles of Discipline War, but they are making change to it, and they're changing the scale to 10mm, but you'll get that set of rules too. Registering for that mailing list also will let you receive the beta as they are going forward with the testing of the rules. So if you want some Discipline War and stay updated, take a look at it. We also have from War Cradle a new release from Ford, and now the name of the factions are new because since they merged Discipline Wars with the Wild West Heritage. So the Prussian Imperium have a new model, which is the Ice Maiden Super Carrier. This is a really big model.
Yeah, it's quite big.
It's 10 inches long, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 20.
No, more than that. It's 26
centimeters.
Yeah.
So that's about 10 inches. Just a bit over 10 inches.
Oh, yeah.
But that for a single piece model, well, not single piece, but a single carrier in Discipline Wars is huge. It's a carrier that's a mix of the page we have is the unpainted version, but I sub-painted version of it. It's a mix of an aircraft carrier and an iceberg.
On the 360 image, it's the painted version.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you can see it, and you see more like the details that shows that it's indeed an iceberg.
Yeah. An iceberg mixed with a giant aircraft carrier.
And a couple of big guns in the front.
Oh, well, not just in the front. there are batteries on the side too.
And there's turret everywhere. And yeah, there's guns everywhere. For the size of the ship, of course, it needs some guns.
Yeah, it's a really big piece. The price goes with it, though. It's £75 for one model, which is the highest I've seen for something for Discipline Wars.
And it's all resin.
Yeah. The price goes with the size, for sure. It's just a surprising price.
Next one on the list, we have Colonel Moustache, the King Bust, which is a bust of a king. He's scale 1/10. And if there's only limited copies of it, it's limited to 100 copies with a certificate of proof of realness. Wow! I should have had illiquid English. And it's going for €38 plus postage. It's quite a nice bust.
Yeah. Is it me, or is that maybe Robert Baratheon from Games of Thrones inspired?
Oh, yeah, it looks a bit like
the
that.
Crown makes me think of artwork from the the books.
Yeah, it could be.
And with
the chainmail and everything.
And just the name, the king, without any names or anything. I think it might be inspired or pushing people to go for that as a paint scheme, maybe.
Yeah, it may. Yeah, there's a. It's been a while because we only see it in the. Yeah.
I don't think he looks that much like the actor from the TV series, but I think he. I saw pictures of portraits from the different art books, and the crowns look similar.
At first, without the reference or anything, I thought it could have looked a bit the crown, like Poseidon interpretation, but with the chainmail and everything, it doesn't fit at all.
Yeah, but I agree with you that the crown might be aqua-like.
Yeah.
So, after that, we have new releases from Privateer Press.
Yeah.
So it's the 12th Faction of Christmas, as they call it. So they had a CID, which is their beta test program, and they are releasing a new model for every faction. So the blurb we have right now is for 6 of those, but there are others that are coming out in the next few weeks or are already out somewhere out last week. So we have Lieutenant Bastion Falk for Signar, which is a gun mage character solo. But instead of having pistols like all the other gun mage has, he got an arcane shotgun.
Yeah.
Then there is the Champion of the Order of the Wall for Protectorate of Menat, which is a dragoon solo, so you get 2 models for it. Agrimony, which is a Krix character solo. A couple of light orjacks for retribution.
It's a genie. Yeah, it's a genie in the bottle.
Yeah, she's.
So we could put the Christina Aguilera song there, but I won't sing it for you.
Oh, you can.
No, I won't.
Listener are used to you singing about everything.
I know. There's some kind of low I won't sing to, and this is pretty much it.
So all the Disney songs and
It's okay.
The Monster Monster Mash, that's all good.
That's okay. Well, the lowest I will go to is Britney Spears, so
okay.
Which is pretty low.
Yeah. And Christina Aguilera is lower than Britney Spears in your eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Here come.
Oh my god.
You draw the line. That's fine. So the 2 retributions, Myrmidons, are the RP and the Siren. And lastly, there is a new Warcaster for the Convergence of Cyrus, which is the Eminent Configurator Orion. So a bunch of new models. Last week we saw the Valkyries out for the Minions, and I'm drawing a blank on the other model. I don't remember. But over the month of December, you're going to see new stuff for every faction. Oh, yeah. It was the Dire Troll Brawler for the Trollbloods. That was released last week, too.
And the next one is from Troll Under the Bridge. And it's Lemmy!
Yes,
it's right up my alley. I mean, it's the legend, the man, the legend. With an axe?
Yeah, he's made to be survivor for zombie post-apocalyptic games.
It's a shovel, actually, sorry. I've scrolled down and saw the other picture, so he has his classic mustache, and he's guarding a precious box of Jack Daniels. That's the number 7, that's for Jack Daniel number 7.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just missing the bottle of Coke. To have the classic Lemmy, Jack and Coke.
Yeah, it's a nice model. It's pretty cheap. It's 10 euros, which is not that big. It's a 28 meter, so it's for regular wargaming scale.
Yeah, and it's a resin and metal mixed model.
Yeah, the middle being the arms and the shovel.
Yeah. Looks pretty nice. It's Lemmy. It's
yeah, for Mother Ed's fan or any metal fans. That's a release for you.
Exactly.
Next up, we have from Demented Games, a new release for Twisted, which are Urkins, Nimble, and Squirrel. So the Urkins are like street thieves, young pickpockets. So it's two of them. They have cool pose. It's cool models. Yeah. The first one has what looks almost like a plague doctor mask.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're doing a kung fu jumping attack with a staff.
It looks like lots of pieces sewn back together to do the mask. That's pretty.
And the other one is using a slingshot, using a small gas mask, and he has a, I think it's a mechanical squirrel on his helmet.
I think so. Let me check at the other poses. Other angle, it looks like a squirrel.
Yeah, the artwork is a mechanical squirrel. So from just the sculpt, I was not sure because it's small, but the artwork really show a mechanical one. They're cool. They're really, really
and
characterful. They work for the Dickensians faction in the game.
You can either get them both model in metals for $12.62 US dollar, mm-hmm. or you can buy them for the same price but separately in resin as well.
It's a bit more. The resin variant are $15 bucks.
Okay.
For each individually,
Yeah, for each mini.
Yeah, the resin ones are collector edition, the middle one being what they call it, their gaming edition.
It should be the opposite because the resin chip less when you game with them. But
it's less sturdy though.
Yeah.
That's really why.
Next one on the list, it's from Happy Games Factory. We have Immortals. It's a new faction for Eden.
Yeah, so this is a 3-model starter for the Immortals. That's about it. I don't follow that game that really closely, so I don't know what they work for. They look either really well-armored or cyborgy.
Yeah.
And so you get three. It looks like travelers or a mix of cyborg and like Persians with their big cloaks and turban.
Almost Skitarii-like.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah. So, nice. The starter comes with the three miniatures in resin. A small 30-page booklet of the rules, and also all their cards. So their profile cards, mission cards, tactic cards, everything. The 16 cards are required for them. This together comes to you 45 euros.
And next one up, it's from Micro Art Studio. It's the new Wolfsong release. So we have several...
several releases for every faction. I'm not sure if those are from one of their past Kickstarter or just a new wave one now that the Kickstarters are completed, but you get something for almost everyone. The first one is Alvin Yard. I think it's a new faction because there's no affiliation there, contrary to the other books. Like the other books are the Home Servants, which are for the Ash and Oak Club. Next books are New Golems for the Inventors. After that, you have the one of my favorites, which are the...
Halfling. No.
the faction is called the Silo. They are Halfling, but they are Halfling Mafia. And this box are the little cousins. And next one, the Triad of Lotus Dragon. Their new box is the Shady Dealers. And the last for the Venrier Agents is a Zombies box. So six zombies. I don't know if the zombie in the
phone boot.
The phone boot is part of it or not. But that's a cool concept.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah. So a bunch of new factions or new models, at least. Either if you're playing Olsen or if you're into steampunk. So all kind of interesting new miniatures. And that closes our new releases, the regular ones, and we're up to the crowdfunding. First project by Kabuki Studio is The Mother of Dragons.
There's several things in that. There's a bust. There's another miniature as well of a girl lying in a big bone head of a dragon holding a baby dragon.
Yeah, kind of a diorama pose.
Yeah, exactly. It's 1/8 scale. And
well, it's multiple scales. Yeah. You can get it in three different scales.
Oh, okay.
That part, it's 1/5, 1/24 and 1/8.
Okay. And she's kind of inspired by Games of Thrones.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, we can say it's inspired, so there's no copyright infringement or anything.
No, just the same exact subtitle.
Yeah, exactly. Mother of Dragon, which is pretty generic, but it kind of suggests that. Really suggestive, yeah. Though. It's really nice for the real painter out there, not like tabletop wargamer painter like me, but for you guys, there's some really nice stuff there to paint and some challenges, I guess. Like the bigger one at 1/8 must be really something, because all the curves and to play with the lights and everything.
The piece at 1/8 is 12 inches long.
Yeah,
like just the base of the dragon skull that she's lying in. So that's a really big piece.
And the head goes up to almost 12 inch as well. It's 23 centimeter high.
Yeah, that's a 10 inches high. Yeah. 11, 9 or 10. So pretty big piece.
And quite a big price.
I didn't see it, but she's in the, like, sleeping in the dragon skull, but she's also on a dragon pelt. So if you, the back of the dragon, you have the lion head from the pelt. That you get that from the other angle. Yeah, I see dragon pelt, but he looks pretty pissed. So I don't know if she's just sleeping on a living lion.
Yeah, his mouth is open, so you either decide if he's living and she's squeezing him, or you just paint it blank and he's dead.
Yeah. There's a bunch of interesting stuff also in the stretch goals. There's a chibi version of her, and all kind of add-ons for the display version, depending on like a display plinth or all kinds of stuff, depending if they unlock them. We'll see how the project goes. So right now, the project is funded. They are over 11,000 euros from their base 5,000 euros goal. So they are well-funded and going. They still have just under 2 weeks left to go, and they will be funding on Sunday, December 31st.
Next one is from... Oh, crap. Aradia Miniature, and it's Rikiduk Norton Light. it's a typo in the doc. It's Arcticos Norton Light.
Yeah, my bad there, Steve. Sorry.
The A was missing, so I thought it was kind of a Norwegian game or something like that.
Yeah.
Swedish game or Tricker.
I can see why you had a problem with it.
So... Arcticos is kind of easier to say.
Yeah, it's a lot easier than three consonants without a vowel.
Exactly.
So this is a fantasy kit for a diorama in 32 millimeter or 75 millimeter scale. It's it's a penguin riding a sleigh with a fighting bear in the back, and that is... Not ridden, but
pulled
by a giant walrus.
Yeah, exactly. So all kind of polar cliche in one big diorama.
It's a really fun miniature. I find it so amusing.
It's really cool.
The small fishing line that the penguin has, and there's a fish at the end of it.
Yeah,
and he's throwing it in front of the walrus to make him go.
And also, I don't know if you saw, but it's riding on in a big shell.
Yeah, a giant seashell.
giant seashell. And at the end, you have a little seal sleeping at the back as well.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the penguin has a small crown. Like a king penguin riding, not riding, but driving the sleigh.
Yeah, there's all kind of details everywhere on that piece. The bear is holding a torch, so there's place for some yomessel there if you want to have fun. The walrus is splashing in the water, so yeah, there's lots of stuff going there. Could be a fun piece for two.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And the currency is unknown.
It's the CHF, which are Swiss francs.
Oh, okay.
You can use just the converted Canadian dollars value for exactly. the information. I think that's going to be easier for people to relate to.
Well, it's 1.31 according to official money exchange rate, so. So, but they're funded, which is...
Yeah, they are almost at double their goal. The base goal was 3,000 Swiss francs, which comes to about $4,000. They are double that. It's a short Kickstarter. They only have 5 days to go at the time of recording, so about 3 days when we will release. So make it quick and pledge if you are interested.
And this is a perfect gift from you to you.
Yeah, it's a single mini. It's that's really the kind of thing I would like to paint. After that, we have by Arkan Studio Chronicle X or X. X was probably too French of me.
Or 10.
Yeah, or 10, maybe. That's true.
It's by Arkan Studio, and it's a tactical board game. With some cool looking miniature that are inspired by Gears of War. Well, one of them is really inspired by Gears of War on the Xbox.
Yeah, you said that I have not played any sci-fi games, I think, since the StarCraft, first StarCraft, so on a computer. So I have no idea. So I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, well, his name is Macon, and the character is Marcus in the game, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and we won't hide the fact that Arkan Studio is a branch from, they are the gang that did Load, and Load was also really, really derivative of other existing computer games, so I'm not surprised if they are doing a pretty heavy reference. Or heavy inspiration from existing stuff.
Yeah, inspiration is non-IP infringing.
So it's a miniature board game. So it comes with a ton of cardboards and some cool miniatures either for the heroes and a lot of different monsters and creatures you're going to face. So really cool. And they are unlocking new skulls and extra variants, new heroes as it goes, because it's a big board game and they are doing well. They were looking for 40,000 US dollars. They are over 140,000 now, almost at 150. So they are doing well. They have 2.5 weeks left to go, and they will be funding on Saturday, January 6, 2018.
And last on the list is from Lil Musa Miniature.
It's not from, that's the name of the project.
Oh, sorry.
It's a self project, so nothing, no big company behind it this time.
Okay, so it's Little Moussa and Mini Comic.
Yeah, so it's a miniature and a small
pet
paper comic or PDF comic. I'm not too sure.
Okay.
So the guy is a comic artist. He's doing he has a web series, if I remember correctly, and he's also a fan of everything miniatures. He's been a fan of Tom Mason, and by chance they met at, I think, Adepticon some years ago. And Tom Mason is a well-known sculptor, worked for Mechanicon Game and a bunch of other companies. He did most of the early miniatures for Mercs, the sci-fi game. So they met and became friends almost instantly, messaged together and said that they wanted to do to work together on something. So this is it. Little Moussa is a small girl. It's based in the Joseon era, which is a Korean historical era. So it's a little ass-kicking girl with her pet pug. And so when you pledge for the project, you get the miniature. Well, depending on your pledge level, but for sure. But there is a miniature of Little Moussa, a miniature of the pug as a name. It's Pig. What's the name?
Dugibiero? No. Dugibai? No.
Maybe. I'm drawing a blank on the name.
Pugibai.
Pugibai. Okay, Pugibai. And you also get the 16-page comic that features that little girl and her dog. So it's a cool, small, personal project. I really like it. It's pretty short. It launched really recently. So they have 2 weeks left to go. And if they fund, because right now they have a goal of $3,500, they're at $725, so about a quarter there. And they will be funding on Tuesday, January 2nd, if they do fund. So I hope they do. It's a nice, cool, small project. I think that's the kind of thing Kickstarter was made for. So congrats to them, and hoping this might send them a couple backers at least. And with that, we're done, Steve.
Yay.
Thanks a lot for jumping in the last show. You jumped quite a lot this year to replace Paul. Yeah, with the new baby and his crazy work schedule and everything.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping.
Well, my new sleeping schedule also helped, since I don't go to bed as early as I used to.
Yeah, so. Your usual Sleeping Beauty is no longer Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, exactly. So when you realize, like, sleep is for the weak, you just go and have follow the flow, I guess.
So thanks a lot. Happy holidays to you and all our listener, because I'm not sure if we will be releasing an end-of-year show or not. We had problem with the last main show with the audio, so we have lost part of it. Paul might be able to
accomplish something
and publish maybe half of it as a special show, like the main topic, and we lost the first part, which is the hobby part, usually. So we'll see if he's able to release that either as a special show. We are also trying to do a podcast in person, like we do every year for the end of year or start of year. That might yeah, be the way to do it if we can't record before the holidays and we all leave for respective families. So we'll see. The listeners, just stay updated on the feed and our social medias, and you'll know when we release it. So
I'm sure Paul will figure something out, and we'll have some kind of Christmas miracle.
Yeah, probably. So on that note, thanks for doing it with me, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine, at El Tonio Berg, Steve, at @B_Steve. And if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Who, What, Why, a game design podcast. A podcast that talks about the ins and outs of game design with game designers. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.